Sweet Shea Podcast. We ready to wind down. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Wind Down with Monique J. On this episode, I kind of wanted to address our inability or how important it is for us to be able to totally let go of our past in order to reap the benefits of all of the things that we are currently experiencing, as well as the things that are due to come to us in the future. I'm going to be what I like to be, which is kind of totally transparent on any of the shows and things that I do. And, you know, of course, use my stories and my experiences as an example and really just talk about how I am truthfully realizing that as much as I want to feel that I have totally let go of the things in my past that have happened to me, be it wrong, you know, no matter what it is, I realize that they kind of always resurface at times. And I'm not sure if it is affecting me in a negative way or in a positive way, or if based on what I do, I need to constantly revisit my past, because the fact that it has not hindered me from continuing to push forward to achieve my goals and my happiness, it can inspire others who may be going through some of the same things, or who may have gone through some of the same things, to also know that they too can push forward. So that's the kind of tricky thing about it, because you need to remember the past, first of all, so that you don't allow it to repeat itself. But you also need to remember the past so that you can use that. Use those things that you have experienced to propel you forward. I say for me, like I said, I always like to use myself as an example. I have some very, very, very tumultuous relationships with family. And I'll be honest, I don't know my dad's side of the family. So the bulk of my family, all of my family from my biological side is my mother's family. And I truthfully believe that a big part of how I feel or how I've moved with my family has to do with, of course, the experiences that my mother had prior to my birth and the things that, you know, she experienced after I was born. And then I think they shaped, I know that it shaped how I viewed, you know, that same family, and how I, I'm not necessarily say treated them, but how I viewed them. I always try to not mistreat people, even though the thing is, I'll be honest, the effects of the past and the things of the past are still in my mind, which will not allow me, I believe, to truthfully open myself up to people or persons who I felt, you know, at the time basically wronged my mother and then eventually wronged me. Now, what I can say, if we're talking about, you know, our past, and whether or not we can truthfully let go, what I can say and be honest about is the fact that I never let go. And I'm not sure if I ever can. I think that because of the initial onset and of my feelings, and then, you know, just based on, you know, stories and things that I have been told regarding my mom, I think that it like I said, it shaped me to be who I was. And then, of course, I formulated my own experiences with a lot of the people and a lot of the family. And it wasn't good. You know, I know I'm a very, very strong-minded, strong-willed person. And once I feel a certain way and have gotten to a certain place, it's very hard. It's very, very hard to get me to leave that place. And that's because it took a while to get me there. And so it's confusing. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this, because I'm sure that there are people who will listen and who are, you know, kind of struggling with the same things, and they don't have the ability to really be honest with themselves about whether or not they are fully capable of letting go of the past, and whether or not, if you're not totally able to let go of the past, will it prevent you from mentally moving forward into the future? That is a question, and I probably actually will need to, and I will suggest this to people. When you're not able to kind of come to grips with things, and it is things, especially mental things, that are stopping you, you definitely need to seek out some type of therapist, maybe a coach or something, because you don't want to have one thing, two things, three things mentally blocking you from moving forward. Because as I always state, our brain is the central part of what makes things happen in our lives, our moves, our thoughts, our actions. And if our brain has a block, and if something is blocking our brain from totally leaving something in the past, which means it's affecting our present and our future, then we definitely owe it to ourselves to go sit down and talk to someone about it. I think I'm going to take a break on that note, and I'll be right back with you. Hey, everybody, I am back. And I had to end on that note because, of course, talking about family things, talking about your feelings and the effects of your past, it can make you get a little emotional. And the fact that it makes you get emotional, I'm going to say, is proof that you either haven't let go or you have let go, and thinking about the things and bringing those thoughts and those feelings back up just makes you a little, you know, sad about the circumstances. And of course, I'm taping this podcast right before the Thanksgiving holiday. So of course, that is when people are with family and you think about family, and, you know, family is supposed to be, you know, one of the big things that we are thankful for. And, you know, of course, in my case, I'm thankful for, you know, everyone, to be honest with you. But I will be honest and say that the experiences with some of my family has caused me to be in a space where, I'll just be honest, I probably won't ever trust them again, nor open up my heart again. Now, some people may say, that's sad. That's sad. You need to forgive. And I always say this to people. Forgiving
is very much so possible. And I forgive everyone who has done me wrong or has done something wrong to me. But I am not able, nor do I think it's important or smart for me to forget what people have done, especially if it is a reoccurring type of situation. But what I can say is, if you do not come to terms, if I had not, and even as I'm talking now, come to terms with the fact that those situations in my past, those experiences of my past, have hurt me so much that I don't want to move into the future with some of those people. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that that's a good thing. I think that coming to terms with it is a good thing for me as well. I think that what we all must do is acknowledge, though, that we are who we are because of the experiences that we've had. And I'm just giving one type of experience. You know, people can think about relationships where, you know, they've been cheated on, or, you know, example for me as well, you know, being a victim, not a victim, being a survivor of physical and sexual abuse as a child. All of those things are in the past, but they make up who I am today. And some of those things I still have really no control over how it does affect me in the present, and probably will affect me in the future, because it's not really a mental thing. Some of the things are subconscious, and I don't even know that it's happening when it happens. But what I have learned is to not allow that experience or those experiences to stop me from experiencing things that I deserve to experience in life and in the future. It's a difference. It's a difference in experiencing things that you had no control over, and how that affects you in the present and in the future, and the experiencing treatment from people, and choosing to not get yourself or put yourself in a situation again where you are experiencing that treatment. I think that's different. People may say, well, if you choose to, you know, try again, and, you know, and if you were cheated on and you choose to, you know, go ahead and give somebody else an opportunity, to date them and trust that they're not going to cheat on you, why wouldn't you give those relationships or those family members another chance in the future? Well, I just said it. I'm not giving the same man a chance. I'm giving someone new a chance. I've opened up my heart in regards to family. I've opened up my heart to family members that I didn't grow up with, that I didn't know, to see if it's not just family that is bad. It's not just family who, you know, unfortunately may treat you wrong and talk about you bad and, you know, things like that. It's not all family. It just was those people that I experienced those situations with. So I have not closed myself off totally to family. I just believe that if you are to grow from your past, you have to leave some people and some circumstances and some situations in the past, especially when you have given chance after chance and you get the same result. But do I believe that it can hinder you in the future and in your present? Yes, it can. If you do not come to terms with your feelings, come to terms with where you're at and where you want to be based on those past circumstances. What I do when I choose to cut people off, or when I choose to not revisit certain circumstances again, I think about it. I think, and I try to make those decisions not in a moment of anger, and I make them in the most level-headed way of thinking that I possibly can. And then I ask myself, if you choose to leave these people, leave this person in the past and God forbid something happens to them 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, and you have not spoken to or dealt with those people again, will you feel guilty and will you be hurt because you didn't do it or you haven't talked to them? And if I make the conscious decision to acknowledge that I won't feel guilty and I won't feel hurt, then I'm okay with moving forward and leaving those people where they're at. I believe that if you do not allow yourself to love yourself enough to not allow the same type of mental abuse and physical abuse that you've experienced in the past, you won't ever truly reach or fulfill the potential that you could possibly fulfill because you are allowing the past and the bruises and the scars from the past to continue to be reopened by having continuous relationships with those same people in those same circumstances, that caused those bruises and those wounds. So, don't be fearful. Don't think it's something wrong with not choosing to allow hurtful things and hurtful people of your past to stay in the past. You deal with them then. You make a conscious decision. Sometimes, as I stated, dealing with them may take talking to a therapist. It definitely takes going into deep prayer often and asking God to remove that energy, that those relationships and that those circumstances and that those experiences that you went through in the past have caused you, and allow you to daily pray for that so that you can reach your full potential in the future. It's hard. We all have went through so many things. I've went through so many things in my past that have shaped who I am today. And a lot of it is in relationships. A lot of it is relationships. Some things are experiences. The abuse and things like that are experiences. I wasn't really in relationships with any of those people. But the relationships and the need to think that I needed relationships and needed certain people, and just realizing that I didn't, and that any relationship or any person that is truthfully meant to be in your life, they will not cause toxicity, they will not cause pain, and they will not be happy when you're unhappy. And that is the case with a lot of my relationships and experiences of my past. And it shapes me of who I am today, because I am very much, I won't say I'm not open, because I'm still open and I will remain open to new people and forming close relationships with new people. But what I do is I pray now daily for discernment, something I didn't know to do when I was young and in the past. And God does not allow me to forge relationships now with people where it's not a good feeling in being around them and conversing with them and just experiencing things with them. When there is somebody, obviously, or people who I may encounter who may make me revisit those feelings of the past, something happens initially right at the meeting that I feel in my spirit and in my gut that this is not a person that I'm supposed to move forward with, and I don't. So that is one thing I will say. I hope that this recording of this episode has helped someone. I want you to know that you most definitely are okay if you remember the circumstances that have happened in your past, but it is not okay to allow those circumstances to hinder you from being better, getting better, and having better for your future. So if You cannot get over that hump. If you cannot sit and say, I can honestly leave this and those people where they are, then you definitely need to either seek out therapy or you can seek out a personal growth coach. I am one. You can visit my website at MoniqueJ.com and it will say book me. Schedule a grow into change analysis. It's 15 minutes. We can discuss what it may be that is hindering you from moving forward, doing that you know you can do, and having that you know you deserve. So I definitely want to thank you all for listening to this episode of The Wind Down with Monique J. And please share with a friend. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You have the weekly Wind Down with Monique J. And you have the Monique J. channel on YouTube. Subscribe. I look forward to talking to you on the next episode. And I may surprise you with a guest. But until then, remember to always remain at peace and not in pieces. God bless you all.